verses 1 through 5, and then the first half of verse 14. In the Pew Bible, this is on page 1062. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. His light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. This is God's word. Let's pray. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, their great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. Amen. He's only a child. Where do your thoughts go when you hear words like that? Do you think of unrealistic expectations? Do you think, for example, of a five-year-old who's given the keys to the car and is expected to drive? His legs aren't long enough to reach the pedals. He's not tall enough to see out the windshield. The steering wheel's way too big for him, and no matter how hard he tries or what he does, he can't get the car to go this direction or that. And even if he could somehow get the car to move, he doesn't know the rules of the road. He doesn't know where he's going, nor does he know how to get there. After all, he's only a child. What do we see when we look in the manger? We certainly see a child of humble and lowly birth, don't we? Here's a child not born into a mansion or a palace. He's not laid to rest in a warm, cozy bed and then dressed up in a soft, comfortable onesie. He's not attended to by a whole team of doctors and nurses who are monitoring his every need and then meeting every one of them. He's born in a stable, a barn, perhaps a cave where animals live, not human beings. His first bed is a crude piece of wood, a feed trough where the animals eat, and he's wrapped up in a strip of cloth. And the only folks who are attending him are his parents, and later on some shepherds who come in from the fields. Those are the things we see with our eyes, right? But is that all there is to this child? With the hymn writer, let's ask that question in song.